Good morning, this is Nolan here again. The inspiration for this Wednesday morning. Praise the Lord for a new day. Looks like we're having some rain this morning, and that's a blessing. We're needing some rain again, and praise the Lord for His goodness. Well, this morning I'd like to speak about instructions. In many places in our lives, we are receiving instruction in many ways. When we're young, we start going to school, and we receive instruction from teachers. As we get older, we receive instructions. Well, actually, first of all, we receive instructions from our parents, then from our teachers in school. And then as we get older, we begin to get instructions, and this can be bad, good or bad instructions from our friends. And finally, as we get up into the 20s, you know, we have pretty much fixed in our hearts. Maybe not completely, but we have set in our hearts what we think life is, or how life should be. That's when the challenge begins to come in, because now we're most of a lot of people get born again in but if somebody gets born again in their teens, then they begin to receive a new instruction, which is from the Lord. But if somebody doesn't get born again until their 20s, then they have a harder time receiving instructions or so, because then all of a sudden they're facing with they have kind of fixed in their minds a way of life, and it can become harder to change. But this morning I'd just like to give us a Bible verse out of Proverbs that speaks into instruction. It's Proverbs 8:33. Hear instructions and be wise, and refuse it not. So as you get older, and you begin to, maybe you listen to some bad instruction in your past, and now it's time to follow the Lord. Now it's time to follow good instructions. And you might not quite want to surrender your own will, your own thoughts, your own mind to those instructions. And you begin to go on your own path. You begin to live the Christian life the way you think the Christian life should be lived. And it might actually be contradicting the instructions, which is the Word of God, the instructions from the Bible. My challenge to us this morning is, what kind of instructions are we listening to? Are the instructions correct? Are they biblically correct? Do they line up with what Jesus teaches? And then, furthermore, my encouragement is, as Proverbs says here, hear instructions. Hear the instructions and be wise. Hear the instructions so that you can be wise, so you can teach the people around you, maybe by your life or by your words. You can teach your children. If you're wise, you can teach your children the wisdom of God. Well, God bless you and have a wonderful day.